This is SAT only version of Reno Center, February 7, 2021.
So first we'll read the quote from Sai Baba. The Atma is the source and spring of all joy and peace. This has to be cognized and dwelt upon. Without this cognition, human life is an opportunity that is lost. One has to come into this wilderness again and again in order to learn the way out. The quantities of food consumed, the hours of sleep spent in bed, the riches earned and enjoyed add up to a colossal waste if the main purpose of life is neglected. Now we'll read question and answer 47 from Most Precious. Question. Tell us how to let go. Answer. Inquire into the truth. To let go is to not desire. To not desire is to have a calm mind. A calm mind sits in peace. Peace is who we really are. How to let go? Dwell on oneness. Get familiar with it, accept it, realize the truth of it, and at last be convinced by it. This takes time and patience like any other task. Familiarize yourself with the inner life. Let yourself learn that, in fact, it is free, that you are always free. In freedom, your joy is. The first question is, reading both of these quotes, what do you take away from these quotes? What is something that really stands out to you?
Adrian asks, what does it mean to get out of this wilderness in Baba's quote?
You know, my understanding, Adrian, is to get out, you can replace this to be awakened. Meaning that instead of being delusioned and thinking that this is the reality of who we are, with the dawn of truth, the power of this Maya, the power of this temptation and ideas lessen, less and less. And there is an awakening, even though you are in this world. This is what Jesus says, and I repeat what he said over and over. You are in the world, but you know you are not of it. Of it means that you are much greater. And it is through knowledge that we get this understanding, and through the digestion of that knowledge and the solitude of the inner, it just unwind this movie into the original understanding. So in other words, we are fooled less and we're more aware. And I think the experience of life after life after life is like life and death and reincarnation. It tempts you and you become more and more ingrained into the worldly way of thinking, feeling, and being. And then it gets to the point that is enough. And then we have to go back, unroll it, and meaning dismiss it, meaning drop it. And every drop is an awakening, is an expansion. And I think we're automatically on the right track if we were a train. And it will just begin to do that. And it's really astonishing that it's our turn in this lifetime to not have to be full like we were before. And for that, again, we come back to know the quality of mind, the thinker, and the home, and all of that, and we are all doing that. So it's just, in other words, getting out means being awakened. And there's another point that Baba says, I'm going to just quote him, for the people that know it really well. It would not be my experience, or I don't remember it. But they also believe that once you realize yourself, there is no rebirth. There is no coming back and experiencing life the way we have.
Does anyone else have a sharing or a question about these quotes before we get into specifics?
Several people share their understanding and experiences on Kavi's questions. Mira has recently read a quote from Sat that says, in every thought and in every emotion, when you look at it, there is nothing but silence underneath that. She refers to Nothingness article in Love and Wisdom book. Sat then asks to read the article before the meeting ends.
Everything that the mind says is a lie. Remember that. Everything that the mind says is a lie. The good and bad, the pretty and ugly, everything. Even its solution is a lie. I have been watching it very closely, every thought that comes, for years and years, and particularly in the past few weeks. It has absolutely no stability, no depth, and when you go to the depth of it, it is silence. So if you want to have a meaningful thought, it takes you to nothingness. Once we believe our mind, we have believed the universal mind. Once we have believed the universal mind, we have believed our mind. It is a chain of slavery. All of these temptations and suggestions that we are bombarded with, it even confuses me about common sense. Unless it is a dire emergency, I don't even know what common sense is. For the satisfaction of the form in the mind to keep them in check, you do things so that you can say, okay, I did something about something. Now I can leave myself alone. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that all my life, all my practices, all the wisdom whose flow I cannot control, have their source in silence, have their reality in silence. Even the so-called virus has its reality in silence. Where there is no movement, nothing. Nothing real about the movement. I have taken the thoughts, I have taken the emotions, I have taken the beliefs, I have taken the acceptance, I have taken my body, I have taken the wisdom, I have taken God, I have taken Guru, I have taken my form to the roots of it. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. There is nothing there but stillness and silence. A silence without border, an emptiness without shape and form. I have taken the reason for search, the reason for not searching. There is nothing there. I have taken the wisdom and there is nothing there. I have taken the practices and there is nothing there. There is nothing. We can't even say nothing. It goes beyond nothing. Honestly, I don't know what it is or what it is not. I have taken fear to see its root. I find nothing. Nothing means not a thing. So I don't know what it is. I have taken effort there. Everything that goes there vanishes into nothingness. It is like magic. Therefore, everything has to be that. if we have the vision for it, and everything is chaos if we don't. So is the world real or is it unreal? It is real because the base is silence. It is unreal because the base is reality. It depends on how we look at it, real and unreal.
Namaste to all of you.